There's three initiatives that are put down through the World Economic Forum. One is called CEI, one is called ESG, and one is called DEI. These initiatives are put down as social initiatives from the World Economic Forum, the most powerful people on the planet, through the banks to the big corporations. These corporations, unlike my business, actually depend on that financing 100%. So if they don't do the things that these three initiatives, the CEI, the ESG, and the DEI say, they actually lose their funding, so they can't operate their business. So you say, well, aren't these people smart enough to understand why their business, they're destroying their business? They can't not do it. Because if they don't do it, they won't get their funding. So they can't operate. So they have no choice but to do it. And then they drive their business into the dirt. And here's why that's happening. Because the people who run these companies, the officers of the companies, are not the founders of the companies. These are people that are many generations removed and many degrees of caring about the actual brand removed. All right. So these people are college graduates who think they know a whole bunch of stuff because they have an advanced degree, and they are making decisions that are, you know, basically about the money and thinking that eventually people will adopt this and it will stop. But it's not going to stop, and it's not supposed to stop. This is what people are failing to realize. What's happening is we are dealing with a communist insurgency that is undermining the values and the identity of the American public. What they are doing is they are intentionally creating a scenario where the American people rejecting this initiative is actually hurting iconic American brands that remove much of the American identity. So when you name these companies off, all of these companies represent America when you think of them traditionally. So now they're removing part of the identity, which is part of the communist process called demoralization. If there's less identity in America, there's less to fight for, which makes it easier to conquer. All right. Then on top of it, one of the goals of communism is to create two classes of people, very poor and very rich. And so what they're doing here is they are getting the American public to cancel their own companies that actually hurts their own neighbors who are good, hardworking American people. Because the people at Bud Light at the top are not the ones feeling the pain here. It's the delivery drivers. It's the hardworking red, white, and blue Americans that believe the same motherfucking shit that you all believe, who are getting fired or laid off or losing because of this. So they have run an operation to push this initiative down through the companies intentionally, where the companies cannot resist it because they're required to do so for their funding, knowing that the American people are going to reject it and destroy these companies, creating the lower class system that they're trying to create in the first place.